Hello there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me over there? For those of you listening tonight, I'm coming to you live from the mountains in the middle of a torrential rainstorm in the wilderness. You can probably hear the rain outside right now. We've got some crickets, the rain, and we also have a weather warlock by Quintron that takes the precipitation and the snow and the sun and the wind and the rain and converts it into drones. So let's bring a bit of that in with the rain now too. There we go, we've got some weather-generated background music. You can hear the rain. We're all getting comfy. For those of you listening tonight, I'm coming to you live from the mountains. Those of you listening sometime other than tonight, you are probably listening to a recording. You are probably listening to my future. And I may be speaking from your past. But if you are listening tonight, on my tonight, right now, then I'm coming to you live from deep in the mountain wilderness in the middle of a rainstorm. And we've got some of those sounds in the background from the DIY parabolic trash can microphone just outside, and some drones from the weather warlock. There's thunder and lightning in the forecast for tonight, but unlike the last few nights, I'm warm and dry inside, and I hope you are too. Are you ready? This is the Anacro Techno Fetish Show Redux, and tonight's episode is all about the vacuum cleaner. That was a song called Piece for Vacuum Cleaner and Three Voices by David Franklin. David Franklin is a musician and psychotherapist in California, and this piece is being described as meditative and soothing. Now, I find it very interesting that the vacuum cleaner, of all things, can be described as meditative and soothing. In my research for music made either with or about the vacuum cleaner, I assumed it would be hard to find music about this machine. To my surprise, there is an incredibly vast amount of music related to the vacuum cleaner. Somehow, the vacuum cleaner seems to conjure either a sense of peace and security, or fear and anxiety. Peace and fear. The vacuum cleaner. Who knew? You're listening to the Anacro Techno Fetish Show, and tonight's episode is all about the vacuum cleaner. Now, in each episode of the Anacro Techno Fetish Show, I pick a machine that was invented at least 100 years ago and that is still in use today. Anacro Techno Fetishism is the term given to people who fetishize anachronistic technologies, and it's often associated with the steampunk movement. But in this case, I'm using the term to revere century-old technologies that are still in use today, asserting that newer is not always better. So much of our everyday life is still influenced by, or perhaps even dependent on, technologies that have changed very little in the last 100 years. And tonight's episode, we look at the vacuum cleaner, or as they call it in Europe, the Hoover. So following up on the opening piece, Peace for Vacuum Cleaner in Three Voices, we'll move on to a more macro scale, a piece of music that uses the vacuum cleaner as a way to relate to and understand the cosmos. Here is, I'm just going to cue this track up properly. Yeah, we're going to look at the vacuum cleaner as a way to relate to and understand the cosmos. Here is Sapporo with a piece called Cosmic Vacuum Cleaner.
The black hole. Dinosaur. Monsters. The black hole. Energy jet. They monsters of the cosmos. They're very dangerous. I think of black holes a little bit like dinosaurs. They are the monsters of the cosmos. Whole stars. They're very dangerous.
Black holes are described by Einstein's theory of general relativity. Developed in 1916. The theory predicts that when a large enough amount of mass is present within a small enough volume, all paths through space are warped inwards towards the center of the volume, the center of the volume, the center of the volume.
They, monsters of the cosmos. They're very dangerous. Yeah.
call is not a cosmic vacuum cleaner. If our sun was suddenly replaced with a black hole, all the sameness. The Earth's orbit around the sun would be unchanged. It would be changed. The orbit around the sun. The Earth's orbit around the sun would be unchanged. The Earth's orbit around the sun would be unchanged.
Energy jet. They monsters of the cosmos.
Now, in each episode of the Anacro Techno Fetish Show, in addition to bringing you music made with or about a certain machine, I also try to talk a bit about the history of that machine and how it works. So, in terms of the vacuum cleaner, we're just going to listen to the rain here 1 second. Of the weather warlock. So in terms of the invention of the vacuum cleaner, people used to beat off the dust from their rugs outdoors before vacuum cleaners were invented. And this would happen about once a year during spring cleaning. But during the Victorian era, people started having a lot more soft fabric and clutter in their homes. And the early experiments in mechanized household cleaning devices began in the 1850s, and it involved various beading and brushing machines, which really just stirred the dust up and then it settled back down again. With the invention of the combustion engine in the 1900s, powered compressors were able to generate compressed air. And there were a few cleaning machines that blew compressed air on the carpets. But as you can imagine, this just blew the dust all over the place, and then it just settled back down again right where it came from. So in 1901, we have an engineer named Booth, who comes along with the bright idea that it might be better to suck the dirt rather than to blow it. More specifically, he thought of sucking the dirt through a filter. And to demonstrate this, he laid a handkerchief on the arm of a sofa, put his mouth on the handkerchief, and sucked. And when he removed the handkerchief, there was a nasty-looking dirty spot where he had sucked. And this went to show that one could suck dirt out of a fabric, like a sofa, and that a piece of cloth could then filter it and capture it. So his first machines were quite simple and very similar to the vacuum cleaners still used today. There's a suction pump, a filter, and the suction pump is essentially a fan. There's a filter, like the handkerchief, and a compartment to collect the dust. Now the first machines that he built, though, were so large that they had to be pulled by horse-drawn carriages. So you can imagine a vacuum cleaner that's basically the size of a truck being drawn down the street by horses. And they would feed large tubes up into the windows of people's homes to vacuum. So it was a service. You'd hire them. They'd come with their horse-drawn vacuum cleaner, park out front, feed the tubes into your windows, and vacuum. Now, these machines were also extremely loud, and so they were nicknamed noisy serpents. And Booth was actually frequently sued for frightening passing horses. But they're so large and cumbersome that it just wasn't practical for the average person to have one in their home. They gained popularity, though, in 1902 when Buckingham Palace bought two of these machines after a coronation because it was the only way to clean the carpets without moving the massive royal furniture. Booth outfitted his machines with clear inspection tubes so that people could watch the dirt being sucked in. And believe it or not, the machine apparently soon became a popular attraction at classy soirees and social gatherings where people would gather to look at them sucking up the dust. But it was still too big for most homes, so the next phase in development was various companies and inventors competing at various attempts to make a smaller, more portable machine. Now I have to give credit where credit is due here for the preceding stories and anecdotes to a fantastic BBC series from the mid-1990s called The Secret Life of Machines. I am by no means a vacuum historian, but I did glean some of these lovely historical anecdotes from that series. And if you haven't seen it before, look it up, all of the episodes online. It's called The Secret Life of Machines, and it is fantastic. But for now, let's get back to the vacuum cleaner and music made either with or about the vacuum cleaner. Next up, we have a track by Per Boysen and Kostas Andrea with a piece called Vacuum Cleaner from their 2008 album Nanotora. The album Nanotora is the fruit of a long-distance collaboration between Per Boysen from Sweden and Kostas Andreou from Greece. And they describe their own work this way. They say that tones and textures owe their sea-like dynamics to real-time processing. The final output is a direct result of live electronics. The physical control of music technology transforms circuits into instruments and instruments into mechanical modulators. So here is Per Boysen and Kostas Andrea with Vacuum Cleaner. Thank you. Caught in a bit of a loop there, listening to the delay of what was on air. You just got a little preview of the mood shift we're about to experience. Yeah, things are going to change a little bit, because we've heard some meditative and peaceful tracks made with and about the vacuum cleaner. And during my research, I also found lots of albums of field recordings of vacuum cleaners used for white noise to help people focus, but also to help babies fall asleep. There's a particular series called Happy Baby that had various models of vacuum cleaners, each track being about an hour long, supposedly to soothe the baby and help it fall asleep. On the other end of the spectrum, though, so we've had meditative and peace, the other end of the spectrum, we have fear. There are a lot of songs out there about children and pets and even adults being afraid of the vacuum cleaner. And most of these are rather humorous, and there are a lot of them out there. So I picked a few of my favorites, and I hope you enjoy them. First up, here is Power Salad with My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner.
Afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, 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 vroom. My cat is afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, 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 and the way it makes calls in the middle of the night to shadowy men with underworld connections. Its conversation sound innocent enough, but then why is it whispering and saying things that are obviously code, like go to the laundry and pick up my shorts? It's a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't wear shorts, but it does have a secret hidden room full of instruments of torture from ancient times that were stolen from a little known Idaho museum. And on the wall in the secret room is a picture of actor Anthony Hopkins, taken from the movie Silence of the Lambs, the one where he wears the scary mask. And next to the picture of Anthony Hopkins is a picture of the vacuum cleaner in the same scary mask, but a smaller version. It's cute in a way, but in other ways, no. And also on the walls are some scribbled words, incoherent paranoid rants, written in a language called vacuumese, derived from French, and the operating manual of a 1972 Electrolux. And what is written on those walls in the language known as vacuumese sends icy chills up my little cat's spine and makes it toss and turn at night. But the thing about the vacuum cleaner that scares my cat the very most, that makes it wake in a cold, cold sweat and haunts its days and haunts its nights and makes it jump at the slightest noise, is the way it goes vroom, 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 vroom.
And that was Power Salad with My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner. And here's another song about the menacing danger of technological advancements in the development of the vacuum cleaner. Now, this next song is from 2001, and I think the Roomba was only introduced in 2002 and popularized in 2004. I could be wrong, but it's an interesting premonition if this song came before the Roomba. Here is Zeke Hoskin from his 2001 album Lethal Reprieve with a song called The Vacuum Cleaner.
I bought a vacuum cleaner with an electronic brain. It cleans the house all by itself, and needless to explain, when it finds a thing that isn't dirt, it's programmed to abstain. But the vacuum cleaner ate my watch this morning. The vacuum cleaner ate my watch, I found it in the dust. It was running 20 seconds fast and beeping fit to bust. And they're sending me a model too, a product I can trust, 'cause the vacuum cleaner ate my watch this morning. The Model 2's impressive. It has tail fins and a hood. It leaves my jewelry alone exactly as it should. But my cat kept acting nervous, and today I understood, 'cause the vacuum cleaner ate my cat this morning. The vacuum cleaner ate my cat. It must have been a sight. From the scratches on the furniture, he put up quite a fight. And they're sending me a Model 3 to try to make it right, 'cause the vacuum cleaner ate my cat this morning. The Model 3's so scary, I'm afraid to send it back. It has laser beams and grinders, an incinerator stack, and a sign that said, "These premises protected by attack vacuum cleaner." But it ate the sign this morning. The vacuum cleaner ate the sign, the doorknob and the door, a box of cookies, two girl guides, and 10 square feet of floor. I'm afraid to call a hotline, 'cause they'll send a Model 4, like the one that ate Saskatchewan this morning.
And we have one more absurd song about the vacuum cleaner. One more in that kind of vein. Now, this one is concerned not only about the vacuum cleaner, but also about the rest of his household appliances. And this song is from 1998, so perhaps this was maybe a premonition of the Internet of Things. Here is Mike Boner, Danny Cohen, and Horsecock Kids with the vacuum cleaner. Here they are.
Mine is double shirt, mine is double dirt, mine is double socks, and mine is double shirts, mine is double pillows, mine is double rocks, mine is double radios, my head is double clocks, ooh, man, the right, I'm your grave, better dudes, my spinning machine, animals, from your cage, household appliances got strawberry fantasies, trees, roll on the street, big vengeance on young loud moonbeals. I am still my soul. Vacuum cleaner sucking on me through your black hole. Wow. Scare magazines when they come to life. Give them my daughter, will devour my wife. Scare the police, I'm scared of the dogs. Get up, you crucified on my front lawn. You're right, will you wait? Seduce by speaking machines, animals, but from UK. Also, the planet's got wild berry fans. Trees roll in the trees. Vengeance on Gunline Mobile. I am scared of my fucking soul. Vacuum cleaner sucking on me, a real black hole. Ask him, then my dick will break, 'cause it's too hard. My lawnmower will kill me and trash my backyard. My refrigerator is an alligator. My toaster bought my soul. My toaster bought my soul. My toaster bought my soul and sold it to my toilet bowl. You, man, the right of your grave. My television set's got a mind of his own. So does my car and my sinister phone. You man's right from your grave. Yeah, 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 yeah. They're conspiring against me late at night. Lunatic laughter is rattling the pipes. You man, the right from your grave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. dashing through the snow in Mona's open sleigh. Boom, dizzy, go, Catherine all the way.
So, moving from the absurd into the fantastical, we have a piece by Ghost Digital from Iceland, who has a pretty wild track called Hoover Skates. Makes it easier to cue this one up. It's a little tricky when all of the songs are titled Vacuum Cleaner. And when I lived in Europe, I noticed that no one calls them vacuum cleaners there. They're all called Hoovers, no matter what the brand. Anyhow, in this track, Ghost Digital imagines an invention where he straps two vacuum cleaners, or Hoovers, to his legs as a mode of propulsion. They're his hovering Hoover skates. And I first found this track back in 2009 when it was released as a single. And at the time, when you went and got it online, there was this great image of an old man with, like, suspenders, and he's hovering in the air with a vacuum cleaner strapped to each of his calves. It was fantastic. But I couldn't find that image tonight. And it appears that the song was officially released on 2014 on a full-length album called Division of Tourism and Culture. And here is Ghost Digital from Iceland with their hovering Hoover skates. And that was Ghost Digital with his hovering Hoover skates. So far, you can see that the vacuum cleaner instills ideas of peace, comfort, fear, fantasy. In addition to all these things, another unexpected theme that I found in vacuum cleaner music had to do with sex and love. Now, some of the songs were surprisingly creative and explicit in their use of the vacuum cleaner, and not necessarily very respectful in the way they referred to women. So I'm going to keep it relatively clean here and play you a track from 1969 from the Isley Brothers called Vacuum Cleaner. Now, I have to say that all of the similes used in poetry and songs, I don't think I've ever come across anyone comparing their love to a vacuum cleaner. But there you have it. Someone has, and it was the Isley Brothers in 1969. And that was the Isley Brothers with Vacuum Cleaner. So, in our journey through vacuum cleaner music this evening, we've seen themes of peace, philosophy about the cosmos, fear, fantasy, love, and of course, there's children. There are a lot of songs about cats and kids being scared of the vacuum cleaner. But there's also a lot of songs about kids encouraging them to clean up, telling them not to be afraid of the vacuum cleaner, and telling them how to use it. And there's quite a lot of those. So I'd pick just one, So here's a nice little danceable number by Maggie G from her 2008 album Around the House with Maggie G. And this is Do the Hoover Maneuver.
I like to clean up the mess. You like to mess up the clean. Today is Saturday morning. Hey kids, you know what that means. Daddy's doing the laundry. So please pick up your clothes. Make sure your toys are put away. You know where they go. Make your bed, tuck your teddy bears in. Put away your crayons in the big red bin. I'll do a little dusting and I'll sweep the floor. Then I'll be ready for my favorite chore. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver like you've never seen. If we clean all together, it won't take a lot of time. We could put on some music. You'll do your work and I'll do mine. When everything is tidy, we can all go out and play. We might go to the park. There's so much we could do today. So make your bed, tuck your teddy bears in. Put away your crayons in the big red bin. I'll do a little dusting and I'll sweep the floor. Then I'll be ready for my favorite chore. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver like you've never seen. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver like you've never seen. I'll do the Hoover maneuver. I'll do the Hoover maneuver like you've never seen.
And that was Maggie G with the Hoover maneuver. There's also a surprising number of songs called The Hoover Maneuver. And we're nearing the end of the program. I have two songs left and time to play you one. So I think we'll kind of head back to that, a bit more of that ambient space with maybe not quite as mellow as our opening piece, the piece for vacuum cleaner and three voices. We don't need to be meditating right now. But yeah, I talked about the history and the development of the vacuum cleaner, but I didn't manage to find time to talk about how it actually works, which I intended to. So I'm going to see if I can tell you in a sentence how a vacuum cleaner works. Basically, you need a commutator or an engine that runs a fan, and the fan creates suction. And there's always a filter, which usually doubles as the bag. And there are two main types of vacuum cleaners. There's one where the fan is in front of the bag, where you've got the little sweeper brushes that stir up the dust. The fan spins and sends the dust into the bag. And then the other type where the fan is after the bag, and so the dust gets sucked into the bag and then filtered into the fan and out. And so that one serves a dual purpose in that the air passing through the fan cools down the motor on its way out, and so those ones are a little bit more powerful. So that's the quick and dirty rundown of how the vacuum cleaner actually works. You've been listening to the Anacro Techno Fetish Show, coming to you live, if you're listening tonight, from the mountains in a rainstorm. And if you're not listening tonight, if your tonight is not my tonight, then this is probably a recording. I'm going to leave you with a band from Belgium called Hooverphonic from their 2007 album, The President of the LSD Golf Club. This is a song referencing the electrical power required to run the machine. Here's Hooverphonic with 50 Watt.